to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio.
Welcome back to hour number two, the John Stadtmuller Show. Robbie Noel, together with my co-host Jeffrey Bennett, sitting in for John Stadtmuller on this Tuesday. As you know, the president recently in California, once again, calling for Congress to pass the immigration bill, otherwise known as the amnesty bill. And there's been a group of people who I'm sure you're well familiar with on the border of Arizona that are doing everything in their power to prove that citizens can make a difference. Joining us online to give us an update on what the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps is doing is the National Executive Director of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. And by the way, you can access their website at MinutemanHQ.com. Great pleasure to welcome Al Garza to the show. Hey, Al. Al, you there?
Where's Al?
Where's Al? Al's there somewhere. I know he's there somewhere.
Uh-oh. I'm here.
Sure. There you are.
Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you fine, Al. Okay, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
We're doing great. You joined with myself, Robbie Noel, and Jeffrey Bennett. I'm in Carefree. Jeffrey Bennett is somewhere else in Arizona. So
yeah, well, it's all within it's all within distance of our friends coming up from south of the border. I use the term friends loosely. Glad to have you here.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me, guys.
Al, give us an update on what the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps is doing on the border, and answer the question. Have we been seeing a larger influx of illegals crossing the border in, say, the last 2 weeks?
Absolutely. Where we're at right now, we're currently located in 3 points. We are in 2 different ranches. Not too far from Tucson. I don't know, a lot of you guys may or may not know what 3 points is, but it's not far from Tucson. And to answer your question, yes, we have seen the influx quadruple in the last couple of weeks. As soon as the smell of amnesty or guest worker program came out of Mr. Bush's lips, the Mexican media picked up on it and sent a message loud and clear to Mexico to send the people down here. Amnesty was in the air. And get your butts out here, because you got to get a piece of it. So that's what we're suffering right now, the impact and the influx.
You know, I got an email from a good friend of mine, Alan Corwin.
Oh, yes. He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was down with you guys because he was concerned about a report by the ACLU that, once again, is trying to vilify you guys by saying that you are vigilantes on the border. You want to just explain to folks what you actually do down there, that
absolutely.
You don't apprehend anybody?
Absolutely.
So
all we do is observe, spot, and report. We don't detain. We don't arrest. But we do save lives. As a matter of fact, the ACLU is completely out of whack, because we've saved well over 380 lives in the last 2 years. We've passed out more than 10,000 gallons of water, and we've given a lot of medical assistance. So we're not the vigilantes we're portrayed to be. We are patriots of America that take an oath. A lot of us, by the way, are veterans. We took an oath when we first went into service. We took it seriously, and we're doing our job again, something the Congress, the Senate, and our president refused to do.
You know, when we come back, Robbie, I want to make some comments about this business vigilantes, and let's talk about that when we come back from the break.
Absolutely.
Stay with us.
Hang on, Al. We'll be back.
I'll be right here, buddy.
Mm-hmm. The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Robbie Noel for the Republic Trading Group. Renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British Sovereign. Each gold British sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898. Or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Robbie Noel with my co-host Jeffrey Bennett. We're speaking to Al Garza, the National Executive Director of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. And Al's going to tell us in a little bit about Building the Fence Project and how you can help with that. But Jeffrey, you want to talk about vigilantism?
Well, it's interesting. Al, you may or may not know me or of me. I am also the publisher of the Federal Observer.
And, I do know of you.
A good number of our writers, Rick Biaseda, S.J. Miller, so many of these folks who've been very deeply wrapped up in one form or another with this thing from the very beginning.
Right.
We certainly know the success of Rick Biaseda in Chicago with the Chicago Minuteman Project, and for those who are not aware of it, it has been an astounding success story. They have brought a good number of things to a flat halt, including the Calumet Bank, who had been discovered loaning money to illegal aliens, and they just basically rallied and marched in front of this bank so long and hard that it finally caused this bank to cave in. But I want to address the word for just a moment, vigilantes, and I've done this on the Federal Observer, which right now is I've got kind of in a suspense mode, but what is the word vigilante? It comes from Latin. It also comes from Spanish, interestingly enough, which means to be watchful, to be vigilant of one's property and possessions in family. But when you get people like our illustrious leader at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and his cohort, Conda Sleazebag Rice, who want to openly begin to call us vigilantes, it is done in a very hateful, spiteful way. Why do you suspect that the American public continues to be raked over the coals with the misuse of words? All anyone has to do is go to the dictionary. But that's something that needs to be emphasized over and over. Vigilante is a good word.
That's not what we're told. And they're using it in a very distasteful and negative way, especially and in particular when it comes to the Minutemen. They're not looking at it. They should be looking in the mirror, where it takes a bunch of old guys like us to go out and watch our borders when we've got a Congress that we've hired, a Senate, and a President to serve and protect American citizens from an invasion, to protect us from any kind of harm. And I call it nothing less than an invasion. And the harm that's being caused here is a financial burden on us. And we're being terrorized mentally. We are completely being terrorized. And they call us vigilantes.
Well, you made a comment earlier, Al, that because you were in the military, you took that same oath that I did back
That's
in the
correct.
1960s to protect and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And the unfortunate thing is we have elected officials not only in Washington, D.C., but right here in our own state of Arizona and in California and New Mexico and Tejas, and it goes on and on and on, who took essentially the same oath. And I maintain that 99.9% of them are guilty of treason because each and every one of them have violated that oath.
That's correct. Repeatedly, time and time again, they've done it. They do not listen to the suggestions, requests, nor demands of the American citizen.
No, they do not.
We're being quashed.
Yeah, another word that I, and obviously your last name being Garza, you are not of French ancestry. And I say that with tongue-in-cheek. And the fact is, there's another word that I hate the way they misuse it, and that is racist.
Right.
Because when brown people or yellow people or black people or whatever use the term racist, what they are as referencing their own, it is mean to be proud of one's own race, to promote, to support, to do for the betterment thereof. But the problem is, once again, now it comes to Americans of all colors who may speak openly against the illegal invasion, and all of a sudden the word racist takes on a completely different connotation. The American public is too stupid to realize how they're being duped into misunderstanding the American language, the English language.
To reinforce what you're saying, can you imagine La Raza, this organization, calling American citizens racist? La Raza? What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, the race.
The race.
Pour la cause, yeah.
Yeah.
Al, tell us about the project that you guys are going there. You've challenged the president that if he doesn't put up a fence, you guys, with private money, private funds, private labor, are going to start erecting a fence when? At the end of the month?
That is, well, we're going to begin it, as I understand it, on Labor Day weekend. I believe it's on the 25th. That would be on a Friday, or let me see, 25th or the 26th. And it'll go through the Memorial Day weekend. I believe that'll be the time for breaking ground. It's the 29th. I got it right here. On the 29th, that's the last part of the month. And what this fence is, it's going to be, as I understand it, I haven't been there yet, but I've been getting fed information. As I understand it, it's a local rancher that has graciously donated part of his land because he is part of the border town. And this fence will be a 15-foot high with an 8-foot high pyramid of coiled barbed wire on top with a ditch next to it to prevent vehicles from approaching the fence, surveillance cameras, unpaved but smooth patrol road, and buried motion detectors under the road. So it's very, very well thought of, very well engineered, and we're looking for donors. We're looking for plenty of donations, volunteers, whatever it takes, material, anything and everything, and we will see this thing through.
I am told that this is fashioned after a similar wall that was done in the Gaza Strip.
That's correct. Have you guys seen a photo of this thing at all?
I don't know if I have. I have been kind of out of commission on the Observer, Albert, for close to 2 weeks.
I'll tell you what, if you go to the website, you'll see a beautiful picture of it.
Great.
Go to the website, and I believe you do know it, MinutemanHQ.com.
Yes,
you will
absolutely
see it. It's a beautiful picture.
And I will certainly do all I can to promote awareness of it as I begin to ramp the Observer back up again. So
that would be wonderful. That would be great.
Al, for those folks who do not have Internet access and can't access your website at MinutemanHQ.com, is there another way they can get hold of you?
Sure. You can have them call me personally. They can call me at this number. It's 520-559-2520.
You want to repeat it again?
Sure. 520-559-2520.
Now, as you know, I believe it's coming up on May Day. Why do these people, I mean, they just open themselves up for ridicule. But once again on May Day, I guess we're going to see a whole nother nationwide demonstrations open border policy.
Yes, and it's been ongoing now in the planning for well over three decades, believe it or not. I found this out a couple of weeks ago. This has been a very, very well-executed plan, and Mexico is a big part of it, and I don't know if anybody in the United States, but I'm almost sure that there is somebody inside giving him information. This has been on the planning for quite some time.
Oh, I can tell you exactly who inside the United States is doing this. Council on Foreign Relations, otherwise known as the CFR, because they are pushing for, as you know, a couple of weeks ago, Vicente Fox, George Bush, Prime Minister of Canada, met in Cancun, where they are ironing out the details of the North American community. The fact I always point out is, when you see these demonstrations taking place around the country, the first question you have to ask yourself, who does it benefit? Well, obviously, Bush's amnesty program is one of the beneficiaries demonstrations and marches around the country in order to browbeat Congress into passing his CFR-sponsored bill.
Isn't that something?
It is something.
What they want is global unification, I'm assuming.
Well, sure. It's to break down American culture and break down American heritage.
Yeah, what I have a problem with, and my friend there mentioned it earlier, that I am of Hispanic descent. I have Italian, Spanish, and Yaqui Indian, which is, as I understand it, from Mexico. So I do have the luxury of speaking three languages. I have a problem when I go to the DMV, or I go somewhere where first there's Spanish and then there's English. I thought this was an English-speaking nation. So I get confused and I get angry as well.
Absolutely. California, I think, they now publish their voting instructions in 64 languages. We know what they're doing here in Arizona. You can't go into any of the mainstream stores, be it Walmart, Home Depot. They are openly placating those who refuse to learn the language in this country. They refuse to assimilate. So when they had these lovely marches a few weeks ago and like to stand up there, you know, USA, USA, and wave the American flag, it is one of the greatest facades. Now, Robbie, you had commented a couple of minutes ago that this whole business about May 1st and that they're opening themselves from ridicule. I have now been put on the mailing list of an organization called Revolution. It is definitely a communist newspaper. You can read it in Spanish, in English. Proclaim our vision, celebrate our achievements, intensify our struggle. May 1st, another world, a communist world, is possible. This is an organization that is 100% in favor of and is actually financially assisting to back this entire series of marches. In fact, they have an article right now posted entitled The Minutemen, Enforcers of Death on the Border, and Promoters of Racist Hatred. Albert, if you've got email access, shoot me an email later. I will send you this link. This is appalling, but this is a communist organization that is assisting in the backing of these marches on May the 1st.
Wow.
That's why they've not opened themselves to ridicule. This is a slap in the free world's face.
Boy, it is. I'll give you my email when you're ready.
You got it.
Yeah, When we come back, we'll wrap up with Al, get a pen and paper handy. If you don't have internet access, he'll give out his phone number, email address, all that good stuff. Al Garza, National Executive Director of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back, my friends. Talking about illegal immigration. And I find it kind of ironic that you've got a real African, a real Hispanic, and a real American all talking about it. We are with Al Garza, National Executive Director of the Minuteman Civil Defense Project, getting ready to not only once again patrol the borders and make people aware of how many people are crossing over, but also gearing up to build a fence. And Al, correct me if I'm wrong. Not only are you guys going to build a fence, but you're going to also attempt to try and repair the holes in the fence that's already there?
That's correct, which is that'll be a chore in itself.
Yes.
I would say so. What's your email address?
Okay, here we go. It's al@minutemanhq.com.
I think that one's easy enough.
Oh, it's easy. Even I know it.
Minutemanhq.com.
Yeah, al@minutemanhq.com.
Got it. I've got this thing ready to come over here to you.
Perfect.
This is the number one. There are a series of articles that this latest edition. I mean, I get it daily from these guys.
Wow.
Support the Anti-Minuteman Five. Mexico Negro, Black Mexico, Resistance, Revolution, what should and should not be supported. This is an absolute massive recruitment to
wow.
to suck people into the Communist Party. The just demands of the immigrants must be met. Well, we all know they're not even immigrants. They're illegal.
No, they're not. They're illegal aliens.
And the proper terminology of an immigrant is what our forefathers and mothers did. They all came here the right way.
That's correct.
And, you know, I've told this story, Al. My wife was born in Germany at the end of World War II. Their family migrated to Venezuela. It was not for 14 years before her uncle, who was a successful businessman in Detroit, located them in Venezuela and sponsored my wife's family to bring them up here. That's what it took in the old days.
Absolutely.
And of course, people came here with this desire to become Americans.
Right.
Look, be proud of your heritage. Be proud of your ethnicity and where one comes from and your history. I mean, I come from Dutch and Italian and British, and I've got such a Heinz 57 behind me, as so many do. But, you know, be proud of all of that. But damn it, if you're here, become an American first.
Absolutely. And they refuse to. They call that belittlement. They're not.
They don't have to. The government tells them, be all that you can be.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And we're educating their kids to do whatever the hell they want in the United States at our expense.
Exactly.
And that really triggers me. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make one last comment. My wife and I were at the a restaurant the other evening, and some lady come up and she says, "You speak Spanish?" And my wife, she speaks it fluently. She says, "No, as a matter of fact, I didn't think I was in Mexico, so I refused to speak Mexican." So I gave
well,
him a dollar of honor.
Al, appreciate everything you're doing, and if folks want to donate to help Bull de France, or more importantly, if they want to come down and volunteer as Minuteman, what number do they call again?
Okay, they can call one or two numbers, or they can go to the website, which you already have. Here's another number, 520-829-5662. And then you've got my number.
Yeah, absolutely. Give it again there.
520-829-5662.
Well, listen, on behalf of Republic Broadcasting Network, I want to thank the work that you guys do, because it proves a lot of things. I mean, you got the attention of politicians in Washington. And I think you're going to force their hand when you start to erect this fence, and who knows what's going to come of it.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's people like you guys that are really patriotic, that are behind us, that are giving us that power and that force to keep driving. So without saying a whole lot of stuff, I really trust you guys. I really love you guys. You're great Americans, and keep up the good work for us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you. You're the one that's out there doing the work, too. You know, we're all soldiers in this little army, if you wish to call it that. And this army needs to get a lot bigger than it is.
You got it. Hey, fellas, thanks so very much.
Take care.
Keep me in mind for any future questions you might have. Please call me. Don't hesitate.
Oh, yeah.
You got it.
I got your number, Al.
Thanks
for calling. We'll be calling.
Okay,
thanks, Al. All right, man. Amazing.
Powerful stuff.
Oh, it's amazing what these guys are doing. Once again, that website. And you can go see, they got pictures up, they got articles, how you can volunteer, stories, and all kinds of good stuff. And that's MinutemanHQ.com. Because this is, I mean, you know, if you, and I've said this many times before, if you cannot protect your borders, and it's got nothing to do with, you know, stopping people from wanting to improve their lives. But a country that cannot defend its borders ultimately is completely overrun, and its heritage and its culture are lost, and it's all part of this process of this mindless policy called this North American Community.
Yeah.
That this administration, it's part of Council on Foreign Relations, which came from the founder of my, I apologize for the founder of my nation constantly. Cecil John Rhodes was really a nasty piece of work.
Oh, he has his place in history that you know about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Welcome back, my friends. Robbie Noel, together with Jeffrey Bennett. All topics open on the table, free to call in this last half hour. And, you know, whatever you want to talk about is on the table. Obviously, what is of concern to me should be of concern to you. Is a number of the stories that we've been reporting on the over the last few days. But the most important story, because it's going to affect you, it's going to affect your family, is that there is, without question, I mean, you've got the International Monetary Fund, you've got the World Bank, Paul Wolfowitz, the guy that gave us the war in Iraq, all talking about the fact that in order for the United States to be competitive with the global economy as it is, the value of the dollar has to decrease. Once again, it's a philosophy of it's much easier to lower America's standards than to lift up the rest of the world.
Whatever happened to the mentality, the way we were raised, that the way you improve things across the board is to lift someone up, to raise things, to teach one to better. It's the old adage of the, give a guy a fish and he can eat a meal, or teach a guy how to fish, he can feed himself forever.
Definitely.
What happened to that? Now it's easier just to pull us down.
Sure. We had a saying like that in Africa. Teach an African to fish and he'll eat the bait.
Well, unfortunately, I think it fits because Americans have taken the bait, Robbie.
Yeah, and I mean, I cannot overemphasize the statements by the Russian finance minister, it all started a couple of weeks ago by the Dallas Fed governor, who said the U.S. dollar is a currency of faith. I mean, faith is such a fickle thing. I mean, that's all that's left. Gone. They used to say that the dollar is backed by the good faith and credit of the American taxpayer. They don't even say that anymore.
No.
Now it's just a currency that's based on faith. So here you've got the IMF, you've got the World Bank, the two that control everything, including the Federal Reserve, coming out and announcing carte blanche that we are going to lower the value of the dollar. You can't, I use this example. You can't just simply lower something. You can't. It's like pushing a refrigerator off a 10-story building. If you try and stop it halfway, it's going to rip your arms off. It doesn't stop halfway. It's going to hit the ground.
That's right.
And you cannot sit there and tell me that you are slowly going to decrease the purchasing power of the dollar. Foreigners are fleeing the dollar as we speak. You've got the Swedish Central Bank converting its assets into euros. You've got, obviously, the whole of the Middle East converting their petrodollars into anything but the dollar. And so when you have the mindset within the United States, and I hate to bring up Al Martin once again, but he's perfectly correctly stated that we are witnessing the greatest transfer of wealth in human history. He goes back 2,000 years, and he has the documentation to prove it. Just go to his website at almartinraw.com. Listen, Mark Faber calling for gold to go to $6,000, he's not sucking it out of his thumb. You don't manage $200 billion in a fund because you're a loose cannon in any way, shape, or form. People follow Mark Faber because of the fact that he knows what he's talking about. He has made the investors within his fund a lot of money, and he's also saved them a lot of money by getting them out the market before major crashes have happened. So when Mark Faber speaks, even though he's got a newsletter called Doom and Gloom, and I hate the doom and gloom stuff because nobody wants to hear doom and gloom. They don't want to hear that their kids are going to be eating dog food in the street. And Lord knows I don't want to say that in any way, shape, or form. But what we are witnessing take place right before our very eyes should be of concern to everybody. And you've got to take steps in order to protect the assets that you have. Jeffrey, as we've spoken about before, I mean, not only do we at the Republic Trading Group offer a way that folks can take out insurance against idiotic policies that take place in Washington, D.C., but there's also a lot of people out there who don't realize that they have assets sitting in IRAs where they can convert them out of whether they're in their treasury bills or I bonds, whatever stupid stuff is on paper, because ultimately you can convert that and put it into something that's going to obviously give you a return that is going to beat a savings account, it's going to beat a money market. It has been beating. Come on, let's talk like Wall Street guys. Over the last 12 months, gold and silver have outperformed every single other investment on the table.
Every, bar none. There's a few exceptions, but, that's what, Google?
Please. Google and gold were the same price at $400. Where's gold today?
That's true.
$600. Where's Google to? Still at $400.
Well, then it hasn't gone anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
No. Whether we talk about in conservative terms, I know we had a piece posted at Republic Trading Group's website the other day. And if you haven't been there, ladies and gentlemen, republictradinggroup.com. The whole front page is news. God, I hate to say this because it's a word you and I haven't heard in 10 years. It's news you can use. And the reality is it does give you hardline information that covers global economic commentary. Then you go inside and begin to see some of the information, some of the products that we have available, specials, a brief discussion about the IRA, etc. Go to the site, republictradinggroup.com. But there's a column we had up, I think, yesterday, the day before, where it was, I think, Warren Buffett's old number two guy talking about $1,000 gold. And here's Faber talking about, you know, $5,000 and $6,000 gold. Doesn't matter which thought process you wish to think about, whether it's 1,000 or 6,000 or 2,000 or 2,500. It's not the issue. The issue is, what is the dollar going to be worth? What is it going to buy? Will the dollar even exist in the format we know it? Robbie, there's something we used to talk about years ago that I don't hear anybody talking about. Let's for just a moment assume that we wake up one morning, because nobody can envision the potential complete collapse and annihilation of the dollar. It doesn't just go away. We wake up one morning and they say, the dollar as we've known it is dead. You need to bring in, you got 30 days to bring in all your old currency, and we're going to give you the brand new currency. And we might be looking at a 10 to 1 exchange, a 100. That means if you turn in a $10 bill, they're going to give you one new dollar in return. Can this happen? Can we see this happening in this country? Isn't that what happened in Argentina twice in the last decade and a half?
You know, funny you should bring that up, because I remember stories that I used to cover when the euro was first introduced.
Exactly.
And you got to understand, the mindset in Europe is completely different to the mindset in America, because in every single European country, they have seen currencies go to zero value. And so a lot of the old-timers in Europe used to, and they saw banks go belly up. So they used to store all their currency under the mattress, the old mattress account. And then when they introduced the euro, they said, okay, bring in all your old currency and we'll exchange it for the new currency. But the problem that they had is a lot of people didn't want to bring in their currency and convert it because they had paid no taxes on it.
That's right. Or they couldn't prove that they had. That is going to be a big problem in this country. I know of many, many clients who are sitting there with large amounts of cash. And yes, but when you come in to turn it in, all of a sudden it's, well, wait a minute, where did you come up with this $40,000? That's over $10,000. Have you been dealing drugs? You're in violation of the RICO Act. Homeland Security, Patriot Act. Sorry, we're taking your money until we can further investigate, and you don't get any exchange. So these type of things could happen. Why should we be any different than the rest of the world? You know darn well, ladies and gentlemen, that there is this goal to get us away from the dollar. Certainly, ultimately, they want to go cashless. But what, you know, there's this big push on to unite us all with Canada, the United States, Mexico, Central, South America. I envision it someday in the future, an AU, an American unit, very much like the European unit, the EU. And maybe that's far-fetched, but I don't think it is.
No, it isn't far-fetched, because that ultimately is the argument that have made it's been made by politicians in California. They got legislation on the books where they are calling for a digital currency, because they made the argument that illegal immigration in California is stealing the coffers of the state of California by billions of dollars because of contractors paying illegals under the table. So if you move to a digital, the argument, if you move to a digital currency, that means everybody will have to pay all their labor costs, because you won't be issuing dollar bills.
That's right.
You will have to do a digital transfer into account where the applicable taxes will be taken out. I mean, their whole argument for moving to digital is to give Big Brother the opportunity to have access to your digits in your bank account. I mean, the fact is we're already in a digital economy. You walk into your bank, you got $10,000 deposited in a CD. You go and ask the bank to show you your money. They don't have your money. They'll take you to a computer screen. They'll show
you
a bunch
of numbers. Well,
you know, trillions of dollars are transacted every day by the Federal Reserve. It's called a Fed wire. I mean, that's the mentality of the Federal Reserve. They want to go because they know the inherent problem with paper currency. They got to change the currency every 5 years in order allegedly to thwart counterfeiters. I mean, it's a serious problem for them, and they've developed a system that they want to impose on the rest of the world.
Then let's take this a step further, because we've kind of established some brief little scenarios. We've talked about a potential wide range value of gold. We've talked about digitized or digital currency and the cashless society. We've talked about the potential combining of the Canadian, Mexican, South American into a so-called membership society, economically speaking. Have fun getting, Hugo Chavez and the rest of his cronies. Brazil certainly doesn't need it. They're making themselves quite independent. What does this do for our clients or the average American out there that's decided to say, wait a minute, I don't want to take a chance of a 10-to-1 currency change or any kind of, even if it's a 1-to-1. I don't want to take a chance of being tracked and maybe even having my stuff taken away. So I decide to call Republic Trading Group. I order a bunch of gold and silver. I take it. Now all of a sudden the economy goes to hell. The dollar is worth nothing. Now what do I spend to buy food? Do I spend the gold and silver, or do I wait a week or so, and do I begin to convert gold and silver very quietly back into whatever the new form of currency is? These are the kind of questions we get on a day-to-day basis.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing sorry.
These are things for people to think about.
Yeah. But look, you know, I don't want to beat South Africa as a dead horse, but I have to do because it's my only point of reference. I mean, I've seen this happen not only in South Africa, but I saw it happen in Rhodesia. That the only way that people managed to survive when they knew what was coming down the pike were those people that were smart enough to convert their paper currency into a physical asset that they owned and controlled. I mean, it was the only thing that allowed these people to maintain their wealth. When South Africa transitioned to Marxist rule with Nelson Mandela, the South African rand was equivalent to the British pound. It was the same exchange.
Keep going. I'll be right with you.
And in the U.S., it was a 2-to-1. In other words, one rand equaled $2. And the price of gold was exactly the same. However, as soon as that transition took place and people saw the incoming government and what its policy was, which was a Marxist policy, the price of gold in South African terms doubled. I mean, today, an ounce of gold in South Africa, in South African currency, is roughly 3,780 rand. Well, the people that converted at the time converted 300 rand to where today it's at 3,780 rand. It kept up with the obviously loss in the purchasing power of their currency. You are going to see this. You are witnessing right there. You don't even have to listen to us. All you got to do, if you've got internet access, just do your own research. Don't take our word for it. Just go take a look for yourself. Do your own homework. And you'll see that central banks around the world are divesting out of the dollar. And they're divesting out of the dollar for a very good reason. Because everybody's telling them where the direction of the dollar is going. From the Russian finance ministers, central banks, to our own Federal Reserve chairman, to the IMF and to the World Bank.
There's so many websites around the world that are proving this to be true. They're not just American websites. We can go to AsiaTimes.com. We can go to the Register. We can go to the Telegraph UK, the BBC. Believe it or not, I years ago I used to subscribe to. What the heck was it? I used to get the London Financial Times on Sunday. I didn't subscribe. I used to go to that bookstore that was up the street where we work from. And I'd pick it up on Sunday. And I'll tell you what, you want to learn about things going on in this country that in some cases you don't even hear about here on RBN. It's not for lack of trying. It's because sometimes the data isn't there. You pick it up out of some of these foreign newspapers. They are more on top of what's going on here. What's the matter with you? You got to get the USA Today and head right to the sports section while your wife is reading the funny papers or doing the crossword puzzle? Ladies and gentlemen, this is your life. This is your crossword puzzle, and you're not going to win if you don't do some things to take the bull by the horns, so to speak. That's all we ever try to do from a standpoint of knowledge. If product happens to be something that we can offer you that is going to help you, that's great. But if the knowledge that we're trying to share with you and the challenge we try to share allows you to expand and improve your knowledge to better care for your family, by all means, do something. When we come back, we'll once more share our special offering for the day, the 8 to 425 package. It's a good one. Stay with us, won't you?
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter, for example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Robbie Noel for the Republic Trading Group. Renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British sovereign. Each gold British sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898. Or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com. Welcome back, my friends. Robbie Noel, together with Jeffrey Bennett. I'd like to take this opportunity, thanking John Stadtmuller, allowing us to sit in on his slot today. Always a pleasure to sit in for Mr. Stadtmuller, as we know he's busy, busy, busy as a bee.
Absolutely.
Trying to expand the network, and our job here is obviously to provide the method in which we can expand the network, because we believe in the message, we believe in what we're doing, because we're crazy and we've been doing it for so long, and we actually think we're going to change the world at some point in time.
Yeah, I was listening to listening to the various ads during the break, et cetera, and I, in these final few minutes, I want to kind of review this offering once again. If you just want to call up and you want to order the sovereigns, as the ad talked about, I think we offer them for, what, $175 each, somewhere in that area. Whether you want to order 10, you get up into the 20, there's a little bit of a break, and 40 or more, there's a break, et cetera. But if you're interested in today's package, this is really a good mixed package. All the shipping is included. There's no ups, there's no extras. Here's the deal. Each package today is going to include each of these brilliant uncirculated British sovereigns. What's the matter with us? We melt our stuff down. We sell it off to other countries. We turn it into bars, bricks, and stick it in Fort Knox, and then we rape the place. But, here's the British. We're offering coins that are, they're in some cases, 100 years old, never been placed in circulation, along with 40 each, two full rolls of 1 ounce pure 999 fine silver rounds, good for barter and trade at any local foreign-owned convenience market. The entire package shipped and delivered, $1,982. You want one package? You want five packages? That's the price. Give us a call. Yes, there'll be a break on some shipping if you order multiple packages. It is a great buy. I'm sure we're going to be on the phone for several hours. Call and ask for the 425 package. Why? Because that's today's date. And they'll be available until supplies are exhausted with this proper mix. And calling in, and you'll get a hold of either Robbie or I. We'll be glad to take your calls, lock your price in, to be prepared to get your funds in, your payment, so we can get this stuff delivered into your hands, because you never know when you wake up one morning and find out that the dollar really won't buy anything anymore.
Well, that's sure. I mean, even if you take, even if you take and just look at the package in dollar terms, it's a $2,000 purchase. Based on the track record of the last 4 years, you are going to, conservatively, you are going to be looking at a 20% per annum return, maybe even substantially higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
But conservatively, there's no instrument out there that's going to give you that return. No money market CD is going to give you that kind of return. You're lucky right now if you get 5% on a CD that you've got to tie up your money for 5 years, and if you need cash in a hurry, they're going to whack you with penalties and all that kind of nasty
stuff. That's it. They take a big penalty. Plus you pay, taxes on the gain. Inflation eats up the difference. You find out at the end of the year your $10,000 is only worth $7,500. Put it in gold and silver right now. It's one of the greatest protection devices I know of. Call us, 1-800-691-7898. I think we're going to be busy for a few hours, my friend.
Yes,
this has been a
yes.
fast 2 hours. It's been an enjoyable one. Thanks for having
Thank
me
you.
On.
Thank you. Thank you for being there. Thanks for being my friend, Mr.
All right. Same here, man. See you in a while.
All right. Once again, thanks to Mr. Stadtmuller for allowing us to sit in. And I'll see you again tomorrow, same time. Same station. Till then, see you, bye.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.